Preface. In this book, I will be sharing with you the experiences I have had in heaven with Jesus. From the outset, I want you to understand the circumstances surrounding each of these visits to heaven. A passage from the first letter by the Apostle Paul to the Christians in ancient Corinth will help make this clear. It says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory." 1 Corinthians 15, 51-54. This passage of Scripture refers to the end times, when those who know the Lord will go to be with Him forever. When this happens, we will have to exchange our mortal bodies for incorruptible heavenly bodies. Every time I have gone to heaven with Jesus, this exchange actually has occurred. God would give me a new body, a body in which I looked remarkably like I did when I was a teenager. Sometimes this transformation would take place at a beach on earth that He escorted me to. Other times, I would be clothed in my incorruptible body in my bedroom at home. People often ask me, "Were your experiences in heaven like visions or dreams, or did you actually go there?" My only response to these questions is that I know I've seen heaven, and I know that heaven is so real. Whether we place my experiences in the category of supernatural dreams, visions, or actual experiences, I will leave to the theologians. All I can say is that they were very real to me. Each time the Lord has visited me, I have been lying on my bed under the total control of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Just before He visits each time, my earthly body quivers and quakes for at least 20 minutes. I do not understand everything about this, but I know that He is releasing His power into my being. Sometimes these preparatory periods last for a half hour or more. Please don't ask me why this is necessary, because only He knows the reason for each experience. He has simply told me, over and over again, that He is getting me ready for the ministry He has called me to. Usually when this occurs, my body shakes and my stomach tightens. Deep groans emerge from my spirit and I perspire profusely. I believe the groans are those described by the Apostle Paul. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. I believe the perspiring comes from the heavy anointing of the Lord. The Bible often describes the presence of the Lord in terms of fire, heat, and glory. And now I know what these images mean. I personally have experienced the intense heat of His presence. Usually these manifestations are followed quickly and suddenly by a tremendous surge within and a pulling, jerking sensation without. Then I see my transformed body with the Lord on the earthly beach. After He takes me to heaven, we always return to the same beach we started from. Whenever and whatever has happened, which I admit I do not fully understand, my earthly body has remained in bed during each of my visits to heaven. During these experiences, I am both a participant and an observer. I have been able to see everything, all of what has happened to me, with the eyes of my earthly body. I have been able to observe all that has happened as I have gone with Jesus to the beach, as my body has been transformed, and as He has escorted me to heaven. My earthly body often reacts to my experiences in heaven as I am having them. It participates in the dancing, rejoicing, praising, laughing, crying, and other manifestations occurring in my transformed body. When my transformed body is happy, my physical body reacts with happiness. When my heavenly body is sad, my physical body reacts with tears. When my transformed body sings, I sing. When it dances, I move my hands. When it laughs, I laugh. When I, as a young woman within my transformed body, am talking with the Lord, my earthly body responds with words from my heart, and my mouth and head move accordingly. I watch my transformed body as I walk with the Lord in heaven. When I sing songs of joy and praise, I can see the happiness reflected on my face. My voice, quite miraculously, emanates from my earthly body. When I, in my transformed body, ascend to and descend from heaven, my real body feels as if it is being lifted up and gently lowered. These sensations last for only a second. Sometimes, when my physical body feels as if it is being lifted from my bed, I have screamed in fright. Even though I can see the features of my own transformed face quite vividly, I cannot see the Lord's face. However, I can see His hair, hands, and clothing, and I can tell that He has a very large frame. His wavy hair is parted in the middle, is curled in at the bottom, comes down to His neck, and is as white as silk. The skin on His hands is olive-colored, and His fingers are long and slender. I can see the Lord's mouth moving when He speaks to me. His stature and build make Him appear as if He is a young man, perhaps between the ages of 30 and 40. His height, it seems, is approximately 6 feet. Although I can't make out His distinct facial features, I can tell when He is angry, happy, sad, or concerned. I know Him to be very gentle and loving, and He enjoys playful moments. Remember, however, I am seeing the Lord's spirit body, just like I am able to see my spirit body. Since May 27, 1996, the Lord has taken me to the earthly beach early every Monday morning in fulfillment of a promise He made to me. We often have walked along together in the sand. Sometimes He has lifted me in His arms and spun me around like a child. During such playful moments, the Lord and I have greatly enjoyed each other's presence, and we both have laughed with genuine joy. The Lord has a very human personality, even though He is the Son of God. I love Him more than my life. He is a person of very few words. When He speaks, He always does so purposefully. He shares only those things He thinks are significant for us to know. When He disappears after the exhilarating visits to heaven, my transformed body disappears as well, and my physical body is free to move in accord with its own needs and desires. At this point, my body feels relaxed and restful. After these marvelous experiences, I can get out of bed immediately if I choose to, but usually I lie there and reflect on the wonderful experiences I've just seen and lived. Then I write these experiences in my journal. I am amazed that the Lord called me to write this book. I am a Korean American whose use of the English language is somewhat limited. Nonetheless, the Lord chose me to do His work. He told me to tell everything I experienced and heard. And that is the purpose of this book. How thankful I am that I have been privileged to have this foretaste of glory so I can share it with you. God wants me to let you know that He already has prepared a place for you in heaven if you only will believe in His Son and receive Him as your personal Lord and Savior. I want only to do the will of the Lord. My prayer for you as you read this book is the same as the Apostle Paul's prayer for his beloved Ephesian brothers and sisters, recorded in his letter to them. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 1:17-21. I ask only that you receive this book in the same way it was written, with total openness to the Lord and his will. Evaluate my experiences in the light of the Word of God. I believe you will find that the things I share about heaven and my experiences with the Lord are thoroughly biblical. Chu Thomas, Tacoma, Washington, February 1997.